application is 11,655. Beach Commercial Realty LLC seeks a variance to reduce the front yard setback. Section 115-25C of the Sussex County zoning ordinance. The property is located on the northwest side, northwest corner of Millsboro Highway, Route 24 and Boblin Court. There is no 911 address available. The property is zoned AR1. The tax map is District 133, Map 20, Parcel 15.11. Specifically, they're asking for a 10.9-foot variance for the front of the house. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Frank Ward.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And we have a copy of the answers you provided in your application.
Good evening, sir.
Well, yeah. Good evening, sir.
Do you want to explain to the board your request, please?
We request the variance because of our situation. We actually had the 40-foot necessary. However, once we found out that there was a egress from the, I believe the electric company, at that point, it took away from our necessary footage that we needed. Mm-hmm. We also placed the house. We removed the house and replaced it right back where it was. So it's conforming with all the other houses. Mm-hmm. And when we got the permit, that's what we were told to do. We also, when we went to get our final, they issued us a temporary CO so that the people could move from Tennessee because they indicated that we would have to go to this board.
So you're saying this was created in by Del Dot?
Yes, sir. Afterwards, we had they come up afterward. Yeah, they come up afterwards and said, "Hey, this is here," and we were like, "Oh, okay." Well, and then that's when the county said, "Well, why don't you do it this way?"
Mm-hmm. Let's see if there's any further questions, Mr. Hudson.
So, you say you removed an old house?
Yes, sir.
And put it.
Yes, sir. Exactly the same.
Yeah. And Del Dot came back and said.
Well, we found it once we, you know how you do the research. That's when we found it, and then we contacted them, and they said, yeah. And then we told the county what we had found out, and then they fed it as well. They said, well, yeah, well, this is this. So you have to, we'll issue you a CO so that they can move down, but you have to do this.
Issue you a temporary CO?
I'm sorry. I apologize. A temporary CO.
Okay.
All
right. Mr. Horton?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
Did you put the house in the same footprint?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And was there a particular reason that you replaced the house?
Yeah, it was age. It was getting, well, to be honest, it was infestation. There was a lot of, like, bugs and everything else in there, so we figured if we redid the house, it would be a lot of bugs still there, so it's better to just knock it down.
Okay. And it's a rental property, I think?
No, it's a house for sale.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
There's five standards for granting a variance. For the sake of time, I'll help you breeze through them. So from what I've gathered from your testimony, there's a uniqueness in that the original structure was there and there are all the other adjacent structures are at the same setback?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you feel that's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property to put it back in the same footprint?
Yes, sir.
You didn't create the hardship, but Del Dot did?
No, sir.
Okay. And you don't feel that it altered the central character of the neighborhood?
No, sir.
And you feel it's a minimum go forward relief?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Do you know when Del Doc did its, took its right away?
No, sir.
But presumably after the first house was built?
It was, I have no idea. I wish I, no, but it was, it had to be somewhere where the guy, whoever, I think his name was Robert Boston, whoever, it was probably way before him or so, and he didn't catch it, but we caught it. So we had to tell you guys.
And the lot seemed to have an
odd. Yeah. Yes, sir.
And I also note that there's a mound septic system in
here. Yep. Yeah, we wanted to ensure that we keep elevation the same.
So you wanted to keep it on the higher ground in the front yard?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Thank you.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair will entertain the motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has stated that he feels the lot's unique because of shape and elevation and the situation itself, making a unique situation. He feels it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. He feels he didn't create the hardship or practical difficulty because of those facts. And doesn't feel at all to the central character of the neighborhood, since all the homes are in line, adjacent properties. Exits a minimal force relief. I make a motion to approve case number 11,655.
And a second to that motion? Yeah, a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,655. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Wharton?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,655 is approved.
Thank you, sir. Sir, do I give this back to you?
Okay. Sure.